fourth paragraph of the Zohar, 10th Mishnah, continuing halachas of Yayin Nesach. Oy v'kachob n'shenimse, oy v'bitzad bol shel yayin. A guy was standing there, pit that has full of wine, Jewish wine. Yimishul av mil v'osa. If the Jew owes his guy money, then it's also because we're concerned that he feels very free to take some of the wine, since the money is owed to him, and when he takes out the wine, he's answering it by touching it. But if this Jew does not owe anything to the guy, we assume that the guy is afraid to touch the wine because he'll get caught, and therefore, as long as we don't see him touching the wine, we can assume it's mutter. Nafal above v'ola. This guy fell into this vat of wine, and he came up. Now the Gemara says that it's talking about he was dead when he came up. So there was none of him, the kavana, touching it afterwards. He fell in against his will and he came up dead. So in such a case, or modda bekana, the hit is tzira bekana. Or in other cases, that he took a stick that had different lines on it to measure the depth of the wine, and he put it in, or there was a bee flying around there, and he used the stick to hit this bee, and the mice, as he was doing it, he touched the wine. The bee was flying close proximity to the wine. It's in all these cases he was not interested in really moving around the wine. He was involved in the wine indirectly, now with his hands, with something in his hands, and it was not doing it for the sake of moving around the wine, either to measure it or to get rid of this bee. There was bubbling wine, there was bubbles, maybe from the fermentation or from other reasons, tap the wine. And the mice, he also removed the froth from the tap without touching and going into the wine itself. They said that it's not also bano. Why is it not also bano? Because here he was negiyah de avar acher. It was indirect touching, and also it wasn't for the sake of shaking it up and moving it around. It was for other purposes. So without intention is also bishti, and now that drink it, but it's mutabanab. Because it was not the derech of nisuch, not the way a guy would bring it as a wine offering. Rabbi Shimon matter, Rabbi Shimon says permitted completely. He took a jug of wine, and in his anger he threw it labar into this pit that was full of wine. So once again, he took an empty chavis, an empty jug, and he threw it into the bar. So this is a meisah, and they were machshir it completely. Yeah. Because here it's more clear that he has no intention of moving around the wine. He just wants to let it as anchor.